Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
How are you?
I can't cry.
All right.
Everybody. All right. Mr. Stephen Bobo here, Bozilla, if you will, on here once again with my boy Victor. He's going to have some things to talk about. First of all, I want to say this. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters out there. I want to say let Allah bless you, what you need to do. I had some terrible news this week for myself, but guess what? I'm blessed and I'm going to keep on going. So, Mr. Victor, I want you to go ahead and tell everybody what you do to do part two of this so that everybody know what's going on. Go ahead, let's rock it.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure where we left off at, but I've been thinking like these last couple of weeks of some stuff that I hadn't, you know, that no one is aware of yet. But, well, me and you have talked, Mr. Bowler, the other day when we were talking about journal entries. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For the people that know what a journal entry is, okay, when someone is convicted for any type of a crime or whatever, it could be city, traffic ticket, it doesn't matter. You go to court, you see a judge, he gives an order. That's it. Well, after that, he does what's called a journal entry, which is like the name of the individual, the particular crimes, the alleged crimes. The dates they occurred, stuff like that. And they have, and the journal entries out in the state of Kansas, they have these questions on I'll read it to you, matter of fact, for each charge, right? And for example, I'll give you a real deal. I'll read it to you. This is what it's on all four counts against me, count 1, 2, 3, and 4. Each one of those are sex crimes. And they have these numbers in the journal entry of judgment, additional offenses count. This is. I'm gonna read it to you, okay? It says number 8. Did the court make a special finding? In bold letters there, bold black letters, special finding. Did the court make a special finding that the crime was sexually motivated? Those two words are also big, bold, black letters. That the crime was sexually motivated pursuant to Kansas Offender Registration Act, KSA 2008, Supplemental 22-4902C, subsection C14. And under that it says, if yes, please complete offender registration supplement attached to journal entry. This is something else I'm going to talk to you about. But this question right there, did the court make a special finding, the court being the judge, did the judge make a special finding that the crime was sexually motivated pursuant to Kansas Offender Registration? He checks the box, no. Down to question number 9. Was offender determined by the court to be an aggravated habitual sex offender? He checked no. Is offender being sentenced to a particular statute where offender is 18 years of age or older, and the victim is less than 14. He checks no. Downward departure for a crime of extreme sexual violence. He checks no. Did offender, as determined by the court, commit the current crime with a deadly weapon? No. Was offender convicted that it involved drugs? No. All of these questions are no. But this is the meat of and potatoes of what I'm saying. The first question that is on here, the number 8, did the court make a special finding that the crime was sexually motivated? Okay. The answer that judge checked was no. Okay, we need to stop right there because the jury instruction specifically says to a jury, to all the jurors, it was in the jury, it was 13 of them, or it was 12. Well, there was 13, but one of them fell asleep during the trial, so they kicked him out, and they put this guy that said he was deaf, couldn't hear. They put him in as a alternate. But anyway, this journal entry, the jury instruction says, did the state prove that Victor Logan was sexually motivated or tried to stimulate or gratify himself or the alleged victim? The jury said yes. The judge right here says no. After that, when the judge checks this no and all these other journal entry forms, they go to the district attorney, and they also go to my attorney. They look it over. They check everything, make sure it is what it is, and they accept it, and they send it to the state, the capital, and it's in the Bible now in the state up there that what you guys just heard me saying, this is read right here, is in the files of this particular offense right here. Now, the thing is, when the judge finds a no, that contradicts a jury finding me guilty or finding the state found me guilty for what the judge said I did not do. Crystal clearly did not do. The prosecutor seen it. My attorney seen it. Kansas, the state, if they see a discrepancy, they are supposed to send it back. That's what the rules say. Because everything I'm telling you, I read it all. Everything I'm saying can be checked and fact-checked and double-checked. It's there. That's where I got this information from. I didn't know it before. I didn't know nothing about any of this. The only thing I knew was I didn't do any of it. So we have clearly another situation of this is a constitutional violation of due process. Clearly, a lot of these papers that they filed that are actual official documents, they're forged. They're written by people that aren't those people. You know, like I said, the alleged victim in count 3 and 4. The state allowed her to write her mom's name, to sign her mom's written parental consent form. This is what a parent is, for everyone that knows that has had a child that had to go to court or went to court to testify, that parent had to give by law the court written parental consent for that child to testify, okay? Everyone that has been, that hears me talking about this knows this. The Johnson County District Attorney's Office allowed this girl to write her mama's name on two different occasions to sign her mom's name as, yes, I'm allowing this child to testify against Victor Logan for these alleged sex crimes. They did this. I can prove it's sitting right here. It's sitting right here in my lap. And a lot of people out here, they know it. You know, my people that I can't say her name, I wouldn't say it right now, but they have seen this and they're flabbergasted. They're blown away. Like, wait a minute, how is this possible? What's going on here? And I said, listen, only thing I can do is tell you and show you what's on these papers right here. Now, it's up to you as a servant for the state of Kansas and the state of Missouri and everyone else works for the state, like parole officers, police officers, teachers. It doesn't matter. Everyone has a duty that they see something's wrong here or illegal of some type of way. They do something about it. They shine their name on the line saying, I would do this. I'm a licensed person. You can trust me with this. Okay, what you people are hearing right now, a crime happened to me, and not near one person has stepped up saying, hey, we're going to help this guy because a crime has been put against him, a bunch of them have been put on him blatantly. I mean, it was a kangaroo show. You should have seen the trial. Like I said, one of the guys actually fell asleep during the trial. when they actually, the judge had to be kind of like woken up and be like, hey, man, look at this dude. He's sleep over in the jury box. His head is leaning back like snoring, literally. I'm not BSing you. This happened. Look at the trial transcripts. But anyway, they put an 85-year-old man in. And I remember him in voir dire. That's when you're like picking the jurors. The prosecutor hurry up and threw the first two black people out of the jury pool. But this guy, he's 85, he said he couldn't hear because they asked him, would he have a hard time, because it might be a long trial, would he have a hard time staying up? He said, well, I'm 85, I can't hear all that well. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Okay, I'll listen to that. So when I hear the prosecutor later say in the closing arguments that this whole case is hearsay, he said, she said, and this deaf guy that said he couldn't hear, well, he's not deaf, but he said he couldn't hear. This guy was put into the trial after the other guy fell asleep. So this man didn't hear anybody testify to anything, but yet he was able to help find me guilty with the rest of the jurors. For something, not only did he couldn't hear because he couldn't hear because he was deaf, but he didn't hear it anyway because he was in a whole other room. He wasn't out there during the time that people were testifying. So where do they do that at? And what city or country or state does the district attorney's office and the judge and that attorney that's defending the accused, at what point does somebody be like, hey, we can't keep going on with this, you know, with this Victor Logan in this situation. We've just screwed him around every kind of way. And here's the thing about it. I got all of it on paper. Even my 90-day speedy trial right violation, a judge told me, because the prosecutor, it's in the transcript, not trial transcript, the prosecutor said something about, about the 90 days, whatever, da-da-da-da-da. The judge then says at the time, okay, well, we're going to start the 90-day speedy trial process now, blah, 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 blah. Are you okay with that, Mr. Logan? I say, yeah. Look, that was, I think, January 5th? Yeah, January 4th or 5th, right? My 90-day speedy trial officially started, to my knowledge, when the judge said it right there, January 4th or 5th. My trial, no continuances in between, my trial started April 26th. Is that past 90 days or not? Of course it is. We all know it is. We're not stupid here. We know this is real. We know another injustice that happened to another black man, as usual, out here in this country, and people knew about it. And it's not until we're, like, noticed or on TV, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get on Dateline. I'm trying to get on whoever, anybody. Let's get on TV with this, and I will show this planet, Mother Earth, these people illegally prosecuted me. They did a bunch of illegal things to throw me in prison for four sex crimes against two people. And it's almost like, y'all heard me. I'm not making this up. Bobo's real. The show is real. People that know me, they know this is real. They did time with me. They did the 12 and a half. My children, thank God, they're still, we're still cool. You know, a lot of ugly things happen out here going on in the world, but, you know, our Creator kept a lot of things good for me and my babies and my loved ones, and I thank God for that. They're healthy. You know, my mom is healthy. My grandma, you know, she's 91, and I'm trying to help keep her going, whatever. I go to aeronautical engineering school, and I got a job, you know, and I try to just keep it together. Oh, yeah, of course I'm on paper. So, yeah, I'm trying to get any and everybody that can help me put this out there and take these purely illegal convictions on my ass, take them off my back, my name. I can't get no time back. I ain't even tripping on no money. It ain't the money. It's the general principle. What these people, the people trust out here to do the right thing and carrying out law, whatever, and this and that, just flat out just said, man, screw this guy. We're going to do this shit, and that's just that. Thinking that I guess I wasn't going to find out or get none of this, just beyond incriminating. I mean, even when it comes to his attention, if it hasn't come to his attention, he'll know. He'll be like, yeah, I don't know how he got that, but yeah. Because your fucking signature is on. I know you know what's happening. I'm not going to say his name. a lot of people know what's happening, you know, but I just want to get this off my name, and I'm asking for help that anybody's got the, with an attorney, I mean, with a license to practice in Kansas. If you want to win a landmark case and just turn this Johnson County District Court out upside down with these people that did this illegal shit, call Mr. Bobo. Trust me. This is no, it wasn't a murder case, and it's not high profile like that kind of stuff, because that's a damn shame. When people, black people get noticed, they got to be either murdered or some type of sports figure. That's freaking ridiculous. But anybody with the courage to take on a system that illegally arrested me, tried me, and convicted me, and still have them convictions on me, it's, you know, you want this case, holler, call Mr. Bobo. Call him. Get in touch with him, get in touch with me, and trust me. Your career, once you see this and do this, you know, because there's a lot of people that do, I mean, innocence projects and stuff like that, advocacy, you know, there's people out there that's doing stuff like that. I was locked up with a guy with a dirty cop who's doing stuff out there in Wyandotte, and they got that overturned finally. But it was people involved that knew all of that was going on in the first place. It just took 23 years for some people to be like, you know, we're going to do something about it. It was Innocence Project, thank God. And Angie Ricono and a lot of people, you know, I used to watch it on the news. I sat behind them bars in the maximum security cells and Supermax, watching these things. And I'm like, you know, hopefully, thank God, you know, I'm still living, but I get my shot. I get my day. You know, I get my day in court, because they had their day in court, and they did theirs all illegal. Challenge Victor Maury's slogan. Bring it. Bring it. Anybody, bring it with me in this case right here. I will destroy you, period, live. It'll take less than 2 minutes. It's right here in your face, and there ain't no denying it. And I'm not going to let anybody deny it, because it's a fact, and the truth don't need no support. It's right here, and I'm right here, you know. So, I mean, I know how much time I got, Mr. Bobo. Am I good? We still on?
Yeah, we're still on, man. I'm sitting here listening to you, your time. But like you said, guys, if anybody can help you, thank you, ma'am. If you guys know anybody that can help this brother out, I'm talking about in the law field, you can also email me at bozillablog.talk@gmail.com. Email me, and we can get this off the ground, and let's get this man some help, because right now what he's saying is what goes on in these court cases all over the country. He is just one of the first ones who's came out and has the paperwork in his lap. Let's talk about all the other kid people who are in prison who didn't do the crime, and they did a whole bunch of times, and when they get out, they get tens and thousands of dollars. But like I said, like he just said, it's not the money. You can't get your time back. You can't get your life back from the time you step behind them bars.
I didn't get to go to no more father-daughter dances with my children like I had been. You know, the PTA meetings, parent-teacher conferences and all that. They stole that from me, bro. They stole that. And you know, the only thing that can clear this and clean this and fix this is somebody saying, hey, you know what? We're going to turn this around, because that's unjust. That's not what people are about. That's not what this country is about when it comes to that law and that constitution. I know why they can't change it. It's not supposed to be changed, because when it comes to human rights violations and due process violations, you're messing with a person's mind and their soul and their families at the same time. This shit don't sit right with my children and my mama and my family members. Of course it don't. And it's not going to ever sit right until it's made right. And I can make it right, but I need someone to help me make it right. You know, I ain't got no money. I can't pay you $25,000-$30,000, but what I can do is give you the truth, and you can turn this, and you can overturn my convictions and my appeal. I guarantee you that. I put my life on it. I mean that.
You know what, man? We're going to try to get you the most help we can. If I know anybody's out there, I know a lot of attorneys who's on my page. A lot of attorneys will listen to my show. And like I said, if you guys can help him, email me at bozillablog.talk@gmail.com. If you guys can help us and help him,
this will also help attorneys, defense attorneys, because these papers that I got, they're privy to them. So what people, what they can do is be able to check if prosecutors are doing some shady stuff, you know, like they did. You see what I'm saying? So when you, when your mind, when you have knowledge of something, you're like, okay, now you can go about things differently. But when you're ignorant to something, when you have no knowledge of something, you can't fight against nothing. And so your attorneys out there, you, I mean, we could have a seminar, sit down, and I mean, I was showing my attorney stuff at the time. She was like, how'd you get this? How'd you get that? And I'm like, damn, lady, you went to law school. I don't went to prison, and I know more than you. Well, I pretty much just went to law school 3 times, 4 years apiece. But these papers and the methods of how process is supposed to go, it's, they're in numbers. I mean, you just follow the instructions. But if you don't look and see that people cheat on these things, I mean, you'll be selling out somebody else in court, getting them to take a deal, probably some shit that they didn't even do. But you will become a better attorney when you have more information on your adversary, that district attorney's office, that prosecutor's office. Some of y'all even know this because a lot of y'all, first time your job was either the prosecutor or public defender when you started off to pay that law loan back and all that. Which I understand that. But what you can do, a lot of people don't know, they can do this and see this and know how to fight other cases. You know, that's that, like those big insurance company lawyers, they know their stuff so well because they thoroughly check who's trying to prosecute or who got over on this lady or this man. You see what I'm saying? They did their homework, and that's what I did. I did my homework, and I have it, and it can help you. It can help one of your nieces or nephews in the future or something. You know, I know it can, because this ain't nothing new under the sun. It ain't going to be the first time it happens, but it can be stopped when you know what's popping.
So again, guys, if you guys could help, email me. Like, I gave you my email. It's on there. I'll put it on my profile page a little bit later on. But I want you guys to listen. Just listen to what this man's saying. This is the type of stuff that we talk about all the time in all my shows. It's nothing new. It's been going on since I've been doing Blog Talk Radio. And the thing is that when people talk the truth, it scares people because it's affecting things that they have to deal with. They might have a loved one who's been convicted wrong, but you need to come out and say something. Don't sit there and let somebody take the time that they didn't do. Yeah, when you actually put somebody in jail, you take layers off their life that they can never get back. And for you to sit there and say that, hey, do the time, you do the crime, you do the time, that's true. But if you didn't do the crime, then why should you have to pay the time?
Well, the thing about it is you also take years off of a family's life. It's not just the person that's being accused. You're also taking years off of a whole family's life.
And you're right about that. And that's exactly why a lot of these people don't give a rat's ass about that black man in that family. That's exactly why a lot of this is done, period.
You know what, and like you said, it's a black man, but you know what, there's a lot of Caucasian people that go to prison who didn't do the crime. I'm not saying it's just all about black people, but you know what, it's not just about color. It's about the money situation. It's about that 1% that's over everybody else. And I
oh, yeah, there
the
are plenty oppressed white people that got screwed over by the law. This doesn't rule them out. I was just saying me specifically because, yeah, I wouldn't doubt. I don't doubt at all that this hasn't happened to a white woman or white man. Shit, they get screwed over, too, by their own kind. I call it white-on-white crime, but, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It is what it is, man. But like I said, that's what I want people to understand. I'm not calling them on here preaching racism. I'm just saying it happens. I'm doing classism. That means the rich against the poor, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not a black and white
thing
anymore. It's the rich against the poor. If you don't have the money to fight the case, you're going to get screwed, and you're going to put you with a public pretender and try to say they're going to have your case, and you need to take this deal because it'll be better for you and your family in the long run. Damn it, it's not better for you and your family in the long run because it screws you over. You have no way to – nobody wants to hear what you got to say. And when you don't have no
way
to
– you know what's wild about you, what you just said, Mr. Bobo? They didn't offer me
what's
a deal.
Man? That's crazy.
But I would not have taken it. I'm not gonna lie and say I did some stuff, and then to go to prison. I'm like, yeah, that's ridiculous. But no, they didn't offer a deal. They wanted me to go through the entirety of all of this, not knowing this was going to come about. But at one point, there was a time to where someone said I was facing 25 years. Now, when people think facing 25 years, they'll probably take a deal. So I would have had no reason had I done something stupid like that. I would have had no reason to everything I did afterwards, like after the trial, I would not have done any of that. I would not have went to appeal this, that, and the third, and some more stuff. You see what I'm saying? And but once they saw, they got the ball rolling, they were like, we're going to take this guy to the cleaners from A to Z, and he's going to do all the time, like I did. And they finally let me out when they couldn't take no more good time for me, because I fought all the way till right now. I'm still fighting. I am to go to this. All right, everyone that's convicted that doesn't get an override, they have to go to these things called a sex offender treatment program, okay? When you, like me, plead not guilty, that means you're saying you didn't do it. When you go into the sex offender treatment program, you got to fill out a paper and say, I did this, blah, 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 I accept responsibility. Well, I didn't. So I'm not going to write I did something, because not only am I lying, that's also perjury at that point, because it's a court document too. I'm like, wait a minute, who did this? But it's why my case is easily able to be easily overturned, because of that fact right there. That fact right there that says, no, I did not do this, so no, I'm not going to sign my name on this paper. And this is why I'm supposed to get an override from having to go to the class. Because that rule that I just read you guys on that journal entry, in the rule of the Kansas, in the law book, it says if the journal entry says, like Victor Logan's, he shall be granted an override if he requests one. I did that. I have not heard from where Kansas shipped me away. The prison sent me somewhere else. But now that I'm out here, I have a meeting with someone that I got to go see, like, next month, and we're going to go from there. And you know, clearly, I'm like, hey, this is what the judge said. Now, I asked for an override from going to this program, that some people that really do need to go, they got to go. I don't need to go because I didn't do the crime, nor did, at the same time, the papers say I don't got to go. But I don't have the money to pay y'all to go for something that the law says I'm not supposed to go to anyway. So, you know, just another heads up. I mean, you know, you got to watch yourself out here on paper and parole and probation. You know, for everybody that's fighting against their cases, man, you got to have this stuff, because there are some people that you don't know that you can meet in life that can help you out. You know, I didn't see Bobo coming 3, 4, 5 years ago. You know, I was watching Don Lemon or the CNN and the news and stuff like that on the elections and all kind of stuff. But I was seeing different lawyers fighting for, you know, certain people's rights. And you know, I never got a call back, but, you know, I sent stuff out. But here I am now, and this is happening now, and these are some of the people that, you know, you hear this, or, you know, we can do something. You know, I can help you change your life around like you can help me change mine, and you can and others, you know, because there's people listening to this. This is real. This is raw right here, y'all. This is real. This is going down right now.
I want to let it also know, I'm going to put this out, I'm going to put a disclaimer out. I'm not a lawyer at all. I give people a voice and a platform to tell their case, and maybe that the people that I know who are attorneys and who have legal connections can reach out to me and I can reach out to them. That's what I do. Eventually, I'm going to become an attorney. That's in the works. That's what's supposed to happen.
90 seconds, Mr. B.
Thank you, okay, man. 90 seconds. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. I want to say once again, if you guys can help this brother, find me out on Facebook. Bozilla Blow, bozilla.talk@gmail.com. Email me. We will get back to you. My phone number, I will put it up on. I'm going to put my private number, but put me on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook, Stephen Bobo. On Facebook, you hit me up there and put and inbox me, and we'll definitely talk, and we'll try to get this man some help. I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it, Mr. Bobo. I really do.
No problem, man. We're going to come back to do a show with you later on, find out things are going. And I also want to know anybody else who has any problems we want to talk about. Hit us up. Hit Danielle up. Let her know. Let me know. We will definitely do a show, and we'll get your name out there. That's the whole thing, is we have to it takes a village to help everybody. And that was one thing I said. I've been in prison. I know what it means to be wrongly convicted some 10 seconds, guys. I'm about to get it off here. I want to say thank you guys for calling in and talking to my man, Mr. Victor. Please let us know what's going to happen so we can help this brother. I want to say God, Bozilla is out. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. God bless. It's 08. Buckeyes, come on tonight. I had to put that out there. 08, let's go, Buckeyes. All right, y'all. Bozilla is out. God bless.